Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of Wizards, Warriors, and Words. If you're enjoying the writing advice on this show, you might like my new podcast, The Jed Hearn Show, where every week I share the best fantasy writing advice that I've learned from publishing 3 fantasy novels and a best-selling video game. There's over 12 episodes that you can listen to right away, including my top 10 fantasy books of all time, how to make fantasy names that don't suck, 2 rules that make writing effortless, and my complete summaries of Brandon Sanderson's and Neil Gaiman's writing classes, and much more. Check it out by searching for The Jed Hearn Show in your podcast app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today we have something a little bit different. Today we've got a reading from Rob J. Hayes, who is going to be reading from the opening of Sins of the Mother, the fourth book in the War Eternal series. Quick background on the series before I get to Rob reading it. This was the series that made me go from being a mild fan of Rob's after having read Never Die to being a diehard fan, and then eventually led to me reaching out and starting this podcast with him. So in a lot of ways, the War Eternal series has a lot to do with why Wizards, Warriors, and Words was created. So I'm really excited to be able to bring you this exclusive preview of the first opening scene from Sins of the Mother, fourth book in the War Eternal series, which releases on May the 3rd. Enjoy.
Hello there, I'm Rob J. Hayes. I'm the author of Never Die and The Heresy Within, and of course, the War Eternal series. And I'm here today to do a reading from book 4 of The War Eternal, Sins of the Mother, which is coming out May the 3rd. This is book 1. Unfortunately, I don't have a physical copy yet of book 4, because I'm running a little bit late on things, but they will be here soon. Anyway, so we'll get to it. This is book 4 of The War Eternal series, Sins of the Mother. Prologue. I was there when the second cataclysm changed our world forever. And what happened after it? Well, that's all on me, I suppose. It should come as no surprise that in the midst of those great events, I stood in the center of the storm. Or perhaps I was the storm. The world changed around me. I changed the world around me, because without that change, we would have all died. Then again, we might still. All things end. All life ends. But I will be damned before I go quietly. I was there, floating above it all, watching the end play out. I saw a plume of brilliant alabaster fire against the silver sky, a river of blood painting the muddy ground crimson, pallid flesh erupting from the earth, crushing the rock around it, tearing down the sky. Monsters and horrors and creatures plucked straight from our nightmares. Terrans, Par, even the Garn had quit their ceaseless strife to die upon the battlefield, facing their end together, united. For the first time in history, united. But not by me. I was there. I saw my friends fall and knew I could do nothing for them. We each had our parts to play, our battles to fight. We fought together and apart. Sorcery tore across the battlefield from 100 different places. The combined might of our world brought together by an adversary none of us could hope to fight alone. There's pitiful force left to us. But then that too is my fault. Lightning burst to life as a sorcerer died in rejection, an arc storm wreaking havoc in both friend and enemy lines all at once. The enemy pulled its flesh back from the storm, leaving smouldering chunks of itself behind, but it had flesh to spare. We did not. I was there. My children fought their own battles, both those without and within. I had prepared them as much as I could, but it was not enough. It could never be enough. We can never adequately prepare our children for what the world will throw at them. Their lives deviate from ours in unfathomable ways, and in the end, all we can do is hope that the strength we have nurtured within them is greater than the weaknesses we have inflicted upon them. My children fought their own battles, and I watched them fall. I was there. A portal opened nearby, and a part sorcerer leapt through, streaking past me. An aeromancer at the height of their ability, with the power of flight at their command. Two hellions caught sight of the part and dived after him, their wings beating, churning the smoky air. Perhaps I could have stopped them, saved him, but that was not my struggle. I was ignored, and there I hovered, above it all, gathering my strength. That's not entirely true. My strength has always been close at hand. I was gathering my courage, waiting for my opening. "I see it," I said as our enemy finally revealed itself. The war went poorly for both sides. My forces were dying, crushed or worse beneath a monstrous foe they didn't understand, couldn't hope to beat. Our enemy suffered too much damage. It could no longer hide beneath the rock and earth. It had finally shown its true self. It had finally revealed its heart. "I'm ready," a lie spoken with the best of intents. We are never ready for the big events in our lives, and anyone who says differently is either a fool or a charlatan. The big events and truly momentous occasions sneak up on us like assassins in the night. You might plan and prepare, even steel yourself for the pain you know is to come, but you can never really be ready. We are born into this world unprepared for the horrors of it and for the wonders of it, for the trials it places before us and the sacrifices required to survive them. We leave it in the same way. I know. I speak from experience. I have already died once, and I had no wish to go through it a second time. But the world does not care for our wishes. I hung for a few moments longer, searching the battle for any sign of those I loved. They were all gone. All of them gone. Everyone I loved, fallen beneath the crushing mass of our enemy as it emerged from its hiding place. If only those I hated had gone the same way. But of course, they all survived. "I know," I snapped. Time was not on my side, not on our side. I was delaying, procrastinating, scared to meet my fate, and every moment I hesitated, more of us were lost. I was out of time. We were all out of time. I was there. I closed my eyes, drew in a deep breath, and fell towards the earth, towards the battlefield. My battlefield, my war. They called it the Corpse Queen's War. What a load of shit. It wasn't mine. It was ours, all of ours. It was the battle for everything. The second cataclysm. It was the end of everything. I didn't start this war, and I didn't fight it for myself. I fought it for them, for my friends and my family, for my children, for all the people of Isha, the Terran people and the Part, the Garn and the Mur, and all the others, even the Damned and the Ferals. For all the people of both Avaris and Severi, I fought for everyone. For everyone. And I was going to die for them all too. There we go. That's the prologue of Sins of the Mother, book 4 of the War Eternal series. And that's coming out on May the 3rd. So very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.